الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون وقال تعالى واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت وقال تبارك وتعالى فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون صدق الله العظيم. Allah has brought us into the Mubarak month of Sha'ban. The great, great month of Rajab has just left us, and the great virtues which really we should cherish and die for, we don't know if we'll see them next year again. May Allah grant us. But this great month, which had so much of value, one of the Ashur-e-Hurum, it has left us now. Sahaba asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that you fast so much in the month of Sha'ban. In no other month besides Ramadan, is the whole month fast. But we don't see you fasting so much. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that is a month, this month of Sha'ban which we are in, which people are unmindful of. It is the month in which your accounts are presented to Allah Ta'ala. Your reckoning is presented to Allah Ta'ala. And I wish that my reckoning must come when I'm in a state of fasting. From this we understand that it's not only the 15th night of Sha'ban or the 15th day of Sha'ban of the reckoning, but this whole month is the period. And the highlight, the final decisions are the 15th night, the 15th day, those are the particular times. But this whole month, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam desired that when my account is presented by Allah, then I must be in a state of fasting, Allah will have mercy upon me. And thus Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam record is above God, 100% clear. He is so worried. And we are totally in the rear. We are totally in destruction. But we just don't care whatsoever. How much more should we care? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have to keep ruza that when his account is being taken, that Allah will look favorably at him, his position, mashallah. What the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we so much, but we are totally unmindful. Allah give us topic to appreciate this month and to keep rozas also. In the sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much as we can, we keep rozas in this month. and the dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam from before Rajab already. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We should also have that keenness, that passion for the month of Ramadan. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who knew the value, one of our great buzurg from the past, maybe it was the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that if you are the person of the great, the people of the great, what would you wish for? Now that you have seen that life, everything, what would you wish for? They will say one day of Ramadan. Okay? When they know what the value of Ramadan, they wish we can get one day of Ramadan. So this great occasion is coming. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was fully aware how much he was in anticipation of Ramadan, desired that Ramadan must come, that he must get Ramadan, and asking for the barakat of Rajab. The barakat of Rajab, the month is so blessed, the whole month, every aspect of it. But the highlight of Rajab is the Mi'raj which took place. The famous date is the 27th of Rajab, whenever actually it took place. But the Mi'raj, which is a great, great occasion, and a great imani booster. How Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he testified, if this impossible thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I believe in it 100%. So like that, we must have our iman, and we must build our iman. We don't need scientific facts to prove Mi'raj. We don't need anything else but our conviction. Just like that farmer who was walking, and Shaitan met him and said to him, if I prove to you that Allah does not exist, will you accept? He had his sickle in his hand. He said, with this I'll break your head. If you try. In other words, I don't need any proof or anything. That conviction, that is what we must have. So this, and the sum total of the Mi'raj, which is such a great thing, is namaz. The summary and the wrap-up of our iman is namaz. Anyone wants to judge for himself, what's the state of my iman? Look at your namaz. That what is the, how regular am I? What is the outward posture of my namaz? My concentration in namaz. Anyone wants to know how much deen I've got in my life? Look at your namaz. Namaz is a thermometer to tell us what passion have we got for namaz. How much of keenness have we got? We've got an afternoon free. We are lying at home. We're going to take ice cream from the fridge. We're going to take something else. We'll lie down, take a wrapper, cover ourselves up, take a novel and read it. Who will think that we read two rakats of namaz? If the taqaza of iman was there, then I've got some free time. Let me make two rakats of namaz. Let me make salatu tasbih. Salatu tasbih, what a great namaz. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in Ramadan, should make twice a day salatu tasbih. And he should read about four or five suparas in salatu tasbih. And the salatu tasbih itself, 300 times altogether, the third kalima. So that passion, how much have we gotten? And the sum total of the namaz is in takbir-e-ula, when takbir-e-tahreema, when we say that Allahu Akbar, each one see what is my, what way am I? Have I got any thought of Allah at that time? From there we can see what the value of my namaz. From there we can see what the value of my iman. On one occasion in Markaz Nizamuddin, they were eating, and in those days when we were there also, it was still like that, the system that when eating, they should not put the water on the dastarkhan, that whoever wants takes and drinks, but there was somebody who walks around with the water. And anyone who wants water just like looks up to him, and he knows, he comes in giving water. So this person was serving water, and the glass from his hand fell down. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. In other words, if your namaz was correct, this glass shouldn't fall from your hand. So namaz regulates beautifully. In Urdu they say, jitni tumhari namaz jandar hogi, itni tumhari zindagi shandar hogi. How much our mouths will have light, so much our lives will have splendor in them, will have beauty in them. It depends on our namaz. To make our life splendid, we want this kind of house, this kind of vehicle, this kind of holiday, this kind of clothes. We don't think it's in namaz. How much our namaz we will make life in our namaz, so much our life will be splendid. May Allah Ta'ala, Tabarak Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. So and the barakat of the month of Sha'ban is the 15th night year. The whole month when our accountability is being taken. That person, we should try and keep roza. And the main is the 15th of Sha'ban. That night we should try and spend and begging of Allah. And the famous dua for the night of 15th of Sha'ban, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika bi aqwika min iqam. Oh Allah, I seek your protection with your forgiveness from your punishment. That you don't punish us, you forgive us. Bi aqwika min iqam wa bi mu'adhabi wa bi ridaka min sakhati. And oh Allah, I seek your protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. And وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. And I seek protection in you, from you. Allah Ta'ala can punish also, Allah can forgive also. Allah can show His mercy on a person, Allah can show His anger. So all those in which our goodness lies, we seek Allah's help in them from Allah's displeasure. And how beautifully your ulama has explained, this is one night a person can reach from where to where in this one dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi aqwika min iqabi. Those are the actions of Allah Ta'ala. The forgiveness, the punishment of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Those are the actions of Allah. Wa'udhu bi aqwika min iqabi. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhati. And these are the sifat, the qualities of Allah. Allah's pleasure, Allah's displeasure. These are the sifat. So you have come from the actions of Allah and you have moved up into the sifat, the qualities of Allah. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. And I seek your protection from you, in you. Those are the zaat of Allah, the being of Allah. So you have reached now right into the being of Allah Ta'ala. You started from the actions of Allah, you went up. And you came into the sifat, the qualities of Allah. And from there you went up and you are connected with Allah Himself now. So this is that night that we should engage. Lot of tawbah, istighfar. Allah forgives tremendously in this night, on this night. So much people Allah forgives. And then the next day we should keep our roza. It was the practice of all our akabir that he used to fast on the 15th of Sha'ban. So this we should also have many fasts, and when so many fasts in the month of Ramadan, that it's impossible to think that we shouldn't be fasting on the 15th. 13, 14, 15 are ayyami bid also, for which special virtues are accorded also. And then the whole month's fast are valuable, then how can it be that the 15th not be valuable? It's a very valuable day. We should fast on that day also. And then, ubalighna Ramadan. That should be our cherished desire. That month of Ramadan, one moment of Ramadan, how valuable. And we should prepare ourselves, not only the dua, but we should bring it within ourselves that we look forward. And every split second, Buzurgan, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people want to pass time in Ramadan. A person who passes time anytime, and worst of all in Ramadan, he doesn't pass time, he fails time. It's a pun, a play on the words, that a person wants to pass time, you want to pass. And pass also means to succeed, to pass. But once you pass time, you fail time. And you lose out everything. Ramadan is not a single moment should be lost. We should try. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to be so particular. He's not only himself, his family members, especially the last 10 nights, then there were no limits and no bounds to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's exertion in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. And the other dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how concerned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. Our health, it must not happen before Ramadan. And many people ulcers, diabetic, all these excuses come. Or genuinely a person gets sick and instead of making i'tikaf in a masjid, you are lying in a hospital. And you are 6 months in the hospital now. So Allah, keep us safe from any litigation, any somebody lays a charge against us. And now the time is given for Ramadan. Now every day you're going to sit in the court there. And you're all that process. Allah, keep us safe. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And keep Ramadan safe for us also. The month must also come. There must be no ambiguity about the sighting of the moon. Otherwise the starting of the month, about the sighting of the moon, there big fight start. Argument start. Must we have Tarawih? Mustn't we have Tarawih? All those problems. The month of Ramadan comes, and how many cases of now, the whole year was going fine. Ramadan came, now arguments, point comes of divorce also between the husband and wife. Now that whole month is spoiled. So much so that we were constrained at the Darulun that Ramadan is a holiday for us, not holiday, but free time for Allah's ibadah. But so many people phoning for divorce masalas, and we had to now appoint a mufti special to take your holiday some other time. But Ramadan will be on duty because the people, and they want the answer now and now. So Ramadan, night came, and all these problems now. Now argument fight, divorce, matter reaching till divorce, all Ramadan is spoiled. So Allah Ta'ala keep us safe in every aspect, and keep Ramadan safe for us also. And then وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, keep the Ramadan very, very important, that all for the future it must be accepted from us. And it mustn't be just that we did lot of ibadat. How many people will be wrong? People are going for Umrah, Mubarak, Allah accept, and spend the Ramadan correctly. But it must not happen that we just come out from there and they are already at the we are bluffing the immigration at the customs and all that, all other wrong things we are doing, we are lying to people, etc. All that way was, we came to the masjid, we made 5 shukaras, we made tarawih, we went out, we saw one woman, and our eyes, we got stuck there. Everything what we earned is gone. Thank you. We went outside and we joined the PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club. And for that club there is only one requisite, and that is agarbatti. You got your cigarette, you can join that club. That is only qualification. And then all the ribat starts. This imam read too long, too slow, this one made so many mistakes. Whatever you earn, you lose it now. So Ramadan, towards the end of Ramadan, how terrible our lives have come. Eat ball now. The filth and dirt, and we're putting now is an Islamic eat box. Eat shopping. There are so many women, Allah make maaf, they go eat shopping the last 10 days. Then they say, we can't keep roza. The last 10 days, which are the most vital, they don't keep roza because we are going eat shopping now. And all the other wrong things we do. So the end of Ramadan comes and we destroy everything. And then all the funny types of mehndi, the Hindu types of mehndi we start putting on the Eid night or so. All this Allah save us. So sallim, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. And we should try and get into making our Ramadan valuable. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, should appeal to the ulama, the ustaz who are teaching in madrasa,
teaching in Darul Uloom,
teaching Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, all big kitabs of Hadith, Fiqh, etc., all the other kitabs they are teaching. He should appeal to them that you let the 11 months of the year go in waste. When they are teaching, he says you let them go in waste, don't destroy this one. And what was that? Worry about yourself. You were teaching all the time. Your own Islam, your own Iman, your own Islam, be concerned of it. And spend your time in a khanqa, so that we could make our Islam. If our Islam is made, just one little example, if one person's Islam is made, there's a little village, now it must have grown bigger, Ajrara, in the vicinity of Muzaffar Nagar near Deoband, in that area, small village in the outlying area. One day, Maghrib time, the people noticed, few people, village people, they came from Maghrib, they were outsiders. There ain't no shops there, no takeaways, no hotels, India hotel, nothing there. So one shopkeeper offered him, you can have supper with me. How normally we say outside, we make like this, you come and eat with us. So he said, no, don't worry about me, I've got my namaz to make, I've got my mamulat, I'm busy, you don't worry about me. He insisted. When he insisted, then he asked him if you do a certain type of transaction in his business. So he said, I do that. So he said, you can see for yourself, your money is not halal. How can I come and eat by you? You know yourself the transaction, like how many transactions we have got. So anyway, he went away, a doctor came. Doctor offered him. So also same excuses he made. But when the doctor insisted also, he told, like for example, doctors today, when you are on medical aid, how much they claim from the medical aid. They give you a doctor's letter that you can, you don't have to go to work. You can be off, he charge you 50 rand for that letter, and he gives you that letter. So he say, any practices like that you do? He say, yeah, I do. Now, you think for yourself, how can I eat your food? Then a farmer came, and he's doing farming now. So he said that, what you call it, you have meals with me. And so he also saying, he said, I've got my namaz to read, I've got my ibadah to do, I'm all right, don't worry. When he insisted, he asked if you do a certain type of transaction. And one of the transactions which farmers do when the fruit is not ripe, they sell it off to somebody on rent. And that is, that type of a transaction is not permissible in Sharia. You do this kind of transaction, so I do that. So he said, and your money is not right, how can I come and eat by you? So the whole talk went in the village, small village, very quickly all that some big buzur comes. He's very particular about his food, he doesn't want to eat our food. So after Isharka time, they all came. They said that when everything is wrong about us, you help us and correct you, put it right. So they all put their cases, he showed them the solution to it, referred them to the muftis, that this sorted out everything, all sorted out. Then he said, okay, now bring your food. Now that is, you made Tawbah, Istighfar, you corrected your matter, now I'll eat. So they ate. So then they realized that our lives, we thought we all right, everything of ours, but the very starting point, our income is not right. Our food is not right, what we're eating. The blood that is made in our body is not right. The clothes we are wearing is not right, when our income is not right. So then they said, now it's late at night already, tomorrow we will send. When they came Fajr time, he's missing. So they asked the Muazzin, they said that he was there, he had one shawl, he lied down, covered himself, he got up, he made his tahajjud namaz, and he took his shawl and he's gone. But the worry he left with them, the whole town corrected their life. So one person who had been in his life, he corrected the whole town in the few hours of the night. So we also, if we bring deen into our lives, and we have that concern, we can put countries right, and we can put communities right, if we have got deen in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif has recited, almost all of the Bani Israel. Allah is mentioning detail about the Bani Israel in the Quran Sharif. Especially in the first surah, if Allah give us tawfiq, go and make an intensive study. From the second quarter, till the third, the last quarter, half a surah, not the, really the first, or the whole Quran Sharif. Not the last, but the middle, two quarters. And where Allah is mentioning detail about the Bani Israel, the Quran Sharif is not for the Jews, the Quran Sharif is for the Muslims. And Allah is discussing detail all that is that we must learn a lesson. For us, that we don't make the mistakes. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that the Jews were divided in 71 sects, and only one sect will be going to Jannah. The Christians were divided in 72 sects, and only one will be going to Jannah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, my ummah will be divided into 73 sects, and only one will go into Jannah. When the Sahaba asked, and who are they? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, ma ana alihi wa ashabi. What I am on and my Sahaba. So that is our deen. So in amanu bi-ithmi ma amantum bihi faqad ihtadaw. If the people bring iman on that, what you the Sahaba have brought iman, then they have got hidayah. And if the iman is on modernism, the iman is on gulenism, the iman is on interfaith and Abrahamic accord, or all the other funny things, now in the COVID came, our iman shifted to what the president is going to announce tonight at 8 o'clock. And what the Quran said, that you must stand with your shoulder to shoulder. What one person in just beginning of COVID in Durban, one ordinary Muslim, he made his salam and he had stretched his hand for the imam. The imam pulled his hand back and he wasn't going to make salam. He said, imam sir, hadith come, you make salam all gunar bakum imam. And you pulling your hand back. So when how we changed completely like that. So this we have ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That iman of Allah, iman on Allah and His Rasul. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam declared, taraktukum ala al-bayda. I've left you on a pure white path, clear. Layluha kanahariha. The night of that path is like the day. In other words, there is absolutely no darkness, no ambiguity, very clear. La yazeegu anhu illa hadikum. Nobody will turn away, will be crooked, will miss that path, except a person who is hell bent to go to hell. Otherwise, that path is so clear, it is very, very clear. So Allah Ta'ala has explained this in the various ayats of the Quran Sharif and the different places, and in the half supara, the middle half supara of Islam, study it intensively. And you will see that what great lessons Allah has given us. The first ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, Lu'in, and quite a few ahadith. Put all of it together and we come up to some conclusion of it. And then we see what is the main thing is that there are various categories of people. And in which category do we fit in? That we have to say. Where should we be? Where am I now? Don't be influenced by people. Allah says, through three ayats of the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُ. Why don't you use your quality of fikr? In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْرُكُمْ لِوَاحِدَ أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادَ ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُ. Use your brain that Allah has given you. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ may ذكر القيام وقودا وعلى جنوب ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات. Use your brain. In many things we should see where use this brain that Allah has given us. See ourselves in the mirror of Quran and Hadith. Don't see ourselves in the mirror of the public. I must make people happy. People must be happy with me. People mustn't be unhappy. Don't upset the apple cart. How things are going, let them carry on like that. Don't upset that. Or that we are in government circles. We mustn't upset the government. The government controls us. The government has given us freedom of religion in South Africa. Wait, Allah's government. We forgot Allah's government. Okay? And we're speaking of the government here, when what the atheist government, who don't believe in Allah. And they can support us, our matter is with Allah. Anyone who does you a favor also, Don't look at him, look at Allah. Allah has used him to do that favor for you. Appreciate what people do for you, that it's all in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in this first place, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. The people of Bani Israel were cursed عَلَى لِسَانِ دَعُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. On the tongue of Dawood alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. They were changed into pigs and swine. They were changed into monkeys and apes. They were changed. The curses. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَرُونَ. They disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. They transgressed the limit. They broke the law of Allah Ta'ala. The other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةً فَارْ. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Jews who are in your time, that what about that community, who are fishing community, who are living on the seashore, and the life, the income was of fishing. This was reference which the Jews had kept a top secret, where their forefathers, when they broke the law of Allah Ta'ala, Allah changed their forefathers into monkeys and into apes and into swine. And then they kept it, they didn't let anyone know. But Allah informed Nabi alayhi salam. So Allah said, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, they got a shock. Where you got this information about? What you know about? Qaryatan kanat hadiratan ba'd, about this fishing community living on the Red Sea, on the shore. So Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was this? This was that, and they also great lessons for us to learn, that these people, kanat hadiratan ba'd, if ya'duna bisat, la ta'atihim, the fish were not coming there. The Jews till today, they are not allowed, and those who are strict Jews, you can't put a light switch on also. You can't do anything of dunya. You are not permitted on Sabbath, their big day. Their Saturday, they are not allowed to do anything of dunya. So they couldn't fish also. But Allah made it a test, Allah put, and Allah put this test, bima asaw wa kanu ya'tad, because of the disobedience of Allah. So death comes on us in our lives, whether it is our health condition, whether it's money condition, whether now arguments and fights between husband and wife, family, community, because of our transgression, because of our guna, Allah puts us into a test. Allah doesn't punish immediately. Allah puts us into a test. And in that test, He just gives us respite. He gives us a long time. If we pass the test, we come to our senses, we make tawbah, istighfar, we come out of it. But what happens is, the Quran explains many places, many people, when the test comes on them, they turn more away. They don't think it's a test, first of all. These are things that happen in dunya. Earthquake came, that happened. Whereas this earthquake, in 45 seconds, measure 45 seconds on your watch, and think, what can you do in 45 seconds? What is 45 seconds? What you can do? But in 45 seconds, people who are not only having homes, but they had other properties also. They had other homes from where they were getting their income. In 45 seconds, they were homeless. They had no home. People who did not only have one shop of their income, they had 5, 6, 10 shops. In 45 seconds, nothing left of them. People who had what and what in this world, everything they had in 45 seconds, nothing. Not only did this dunya things get finished, they didn't see the next night also. Tonight they were there, like we are sitting here, and they had no idea that tomorrow this will happen to us. That everything will be taken away. Everything finished. We also have to take a lesson. And what happened to the Bani Israel at that time, Quran has warned us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned his ummah, this will happen in my ummah also. So we have to be so careful. So anyway, these people, because of their wrongs, and what Allah Ta'ala punished them with a test. And the test was that on Saturday they can't do any dunya's work. But Saturday, the fishing, they were a fishing community, there was, the sea was full of fish. Enough, so much of fish, but they couldn't fish it. And as soon as Saturday is finished, Sunday came, no fish. Then next Friday, no fish whatsoever. Yeah. That's the Allah had put on them. And so what they did, there are two aspects of riwayah. One was they put next Friday night into the sea. If they didn't fish, they did it on Friday, not on Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, they pulled out the net with all the fish. Other eat, they made little dams on the side of the sea. And they made water come in from various canals into the dam. And all the fish also came. They did that Friday. They opened the canals. All the water came with all the fish Friday night. And Saturday finished. Sunday morning, they closed those canals again. Now all the fish were here. So they bluffed themselves. They made some hila, some plan. And there's details in hila. Now this they did just for their own gratification. They broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And they said, we are not fishing on a Saturday. We are fishing, the nets we pulled out, it was on Sunday morning. Or the few fish we caught, which was in the dam, and that was also on Sunday. We didn't fish on a Saturday. We have to see today, there are so many people, we break the laws of Allah, especially in the matters of zakat, in the matters of talaq. A man gives talaq to his wife, three talaq, and by various pulling and stretching and that, he makes it halal again. It's permissible, I can live with my wife. Interest matters. Just calling it, giving it some English, some conventional bank, some Islamic names, mudaraba and ijara and all that. Now we make it halal. All that we can try and think we are fooling Allah Ta'ala. We say a picture is not a picture. You can keep on saying it's not a picture. The world acknowledges it as a picture. You can keep on saying it's not a picture. It makes no difference whatsoever. So all these things, they caught fish, they're about the fishing story. Today our stories are different. But the same thing. So one group was made of those people. Putting all the incidents of the Quran Sharif, not all. My knowledge is very limited. My understanding is very limited. Allah give topic to people who have got more knowledge, more understanding. And explore the Quran. Quran has explained it for us. That the fakir will use your brains and see what Allah has given us. So in our time, now we cancelled the actual deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and we got a modernist deen. And all these things we are following. So there was this group who broke the laws of Allah openly. Today also there is that group. Amongst the public also and amongst the ulama also. And they, when they decided no fish coming on a whole 6 days, no fish coming. So then Saturday, Sabbath, lot of fish coming. Their ulama sat with them. And the pious people, they all sat together and they made these plans then. So we also have to see that today are we also making other plans to attract people to listen to Islam. We go on TV. We are on the YouTube. And we're presenting Islam today with sports. Have some sports tournaments, etc. And then we invite the youth in that way. We have all this other thing, not the actual, not the proper, the sunnah. Deen is the method of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to bring deen alive is also no modern method. It's the method of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Only that will bring deen alive. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, this deen will only, the Muslims, the ummah will only be corrected by the same effort of the ummah of the time of the Sahaba. Not a new method. Hey, our one method. And Allah sends on every 100 years a mujaddid to come and purify the ummah. He doesn't come as people expect that he will come and all the modern things he'll accommodate it in Islam. But he comes and he takes out all the things and he brings Islam again like the day, like the original. The hadith, Bada al-Islam al-Ghariba. Islam started in a strange way. It will return again in a strange way. Ulama have explained that Ghariba is also that all the other wrong things which have infiltrated, whether it's any types of bid'ah, and these modern things are also bid'ah, innovation. All of them
Those are the people who will take out those things and bring back Islam on the original form of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what is required. So anyway, there was this group, the one group who openly broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Then there was another group that opposed them and told them, what you are doing is haram, is wrong. And today also there is that group. That they are always there, smaller in number. And they are demonized. They are made that you people are the troublemakers. You are the people all want to be happy together. You are upsetting the apple cart. And you are the troublemakers. This has always been the case. But they remained firm. So much so, they did in their time. They built a wall, their own family people. Half the family was that side who want to do the fishing in the wrong way. And the others who told them no, they were on this side. They built a wall to separate them. One morning when they woke up, silence from that side, from that wall. Nothing coming from that. What's happening? Then the person scaled the wall and checked and went and checked. Allah made them into monkeys. Allah changed them into apes and when they went there, the family, those monkeys and apes, they recognized their family. And they came to them and pleading with them help. And they asked them, didn't we warn you people? And from their facial expression, they said, yes, you did warn us, but we did not pay heed. And they left for 3 days as monkeys and they died. And their progeny did not carry on. They died, they were finished. So that was one group who were the transgressors. One group who opposed them and severely opposed and said, we have got nothing to do with you. There was another group that also stopped them and told them what you are doing is wrong, but they kept on socializing with them. They ate with them. In the hadith it comes that the downfall and destruction of Bani Israel was when the people, the righteous people, warned these people, what you are doing is wrong, but they kept on socializing, eating, drinking, everything. Then Allah Ta'ala joined their hearts together. And Allah sent His punishment, and these were also punished with them. Those who were not involved, but they kept on socializing with them. So that was the third group. Then you get another group, according to Quran Hadith, who are the Sakitin, who kept quiet. We don't want to get involved. And today also, vast majority of us are in that group. Vast majority of the ummah, of the ulama also in that group. We don't want to get involved. All this confusion and this argument, I don't want to get involved. So those people, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. When a certain community were also breaking the laws of Allah, Allah decided to punish them. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam to go and punish them. When Jibreel alayhi salam came, and this is for us to take lesson, otherwise Allah knows everything. When he came, he saw there was one person who did not break the law of Allah Ta'ala to the wink of an eye. Pious he was. He went to Allah, there is this great buzur who is keeping quiet. He's not taking part, not telling anyone. He's just doing his ibadah. Allah said, start the punishment with him. Not one day they get any frown on his forehead, the people are breaking my law. So we also, that was one group. There was another group, لِمَ تَعِذُنَا قَوْمَ أَكْفُونَ قَوْمَنِ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُونَ. Why are you telling these people that they are going to get punished? They are not going to listen. Today also we get those people who come to us, who have come to me, still they come. Why are you getting involved? Why are you talking about all these things? Keep quiet about it. It's not necessary. Why are you speaking against all this? So there were those people also. Allah Ta'ala will destroy them, punish them. Why are you telling them? Leave them alone. And there was that group also amongst them that who used to, they were not involved in the guna, but they supported those who were in guna. For example, arranging programs for them, giving them red carpet treatment, giving them da'wah, big da'wah, and arranging programs, and announcing also that certain Maulana is going to speak and everyone will benefit tremendously. When he's speaking against the deen of Allah, completely opposite, what benefit can there be? When a person is sitting with the enemies of Islam in Dubai, having a Ramzan iftari, and nobody, no, the Jew didn't keep any roza, the Padri didn't keep any roza. What iftari? A mockery of iftari. And you shaking hands, and they are killing your people in Palestine. They are killing your people in India. Masjids are being broken. Muslims are being killed. And you shake hands with them here. So, and people who support these people, there was that group also. So we have to see in which group we fall. All of this, they are the variant. So just briefly to summarize, the one group are the open sinners who are transgressing, breaking the laws. One group who is stopping them and who went to the extent of building a wall. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has written, when the enemies of Islam, that if your father's enemy must be your enemy, your father's friends must be your friends, the friends of Allah must be your friends, and the enemies of Allah must be your enemies. You can't make enemies with the friends or with the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. So those people were strict, and it's part of Iman to have this enmity for those who are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. That you don't even, so much so Imam Ghazali has written, don't even look at them. Don't talk to them. So that was the one group, and they were Naji. They Allah gave them salvation. The other who told them, but at the same time they socialized with them also. The other who told that don't stop these people. Leave them, they let them go. They were also in big problems. And the other people who supported them, who were not with them, but support them. What is the important thing? I must see me, myself, Abdul Hamid, in which group am I? And that my mort is coming. The earthquake came, nobody knew tomorrow night what way will we be. Among them there were many people who are on what side and who are on what side. In the Baba, on the side that I am in, am I on the right side? I must not see myself, that I want to make the people happy. And I don't want to upset the people. I want to make the government happy. And I mustn't upset the government. I must see in Quran and Hadith. Am I in that one group of the 73 groups of this ummah that's going to get salvation, or I'm in the 72 who are going to be destroyed in Jahannam? In which group am I? I have to see whether I am in that group which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمًا فَعَذَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Islam, the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and the Sahaba, that is the Islam Allah gave us honor. And we look for honor in anything else besides that. University degree, big businesses, big 4x4, big luxurious homes, big holidays, where and where. We look in there in our comfort and our peace and our success. Allah will disgrace us, which we are going through. So we have to see in which group I am. And in which group must I be. And my mort could come tonight. Young people die. The old people die, healthy people die, sick people are left behind. And if Allah save us from such catastrophes and such earthquakes which have come, what will happen to us? Where the whole community, how many? 350,000 homes, not in the video, homes are destroyed there in Syria, in Turkey. How many people, what happened, what they were yesterday? The children were laughing, jumping, running. Everyone, husband and wife, had a relationship. Everything happened. And just in 45 seconds, what happened? And this is not exclusive to them. We have to see what our condition. And our real life is life of Akhirah. And in which group am I? Each one tonight, now, think in which group am I? Am I in the right group or am I in the wrong group? I have to then correct myself and go into the right group. And then if more comes, if you're in the right group, no problem whatsoever. You're going to create that enjoyment. Wonderful fun and enjoyment in the Akhirah. And if you're in the wrong group, then it's only suffering which we can't imagine. May Allah give us topic, guide us to righteousness. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُحْلِقَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا Muslim, not Salih one. He has to be Muslim. Salih, not if you are pious, is not enough. You have to correct, be correcting other people. If you are not correcting other people, the whole community can be fined. And there are people who are breaking the laws of Allah that will not help us. Our piety won't help us. You must be in the position where you are. Look, where you are correcting other people. And this attitude that I don't want to be involved. I don't want to come into all this business and that. I just want to be myself and do my thing. Those people are also in great danger. We have got a duty to do, and we should see that we are on the right side, on supporting Allah and His deen. That is going to help us. May Allah give us all blessings.